The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Zevachim is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we're up to the closing line on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beit. And before we start it, I think we maybe ought to look in the Mishnah again at the beginning of the parak. So the first part of the Mishnah spoke about things like Parat Chatat or Nisara Mishkaleach, and that we said is not Chiyav on Shchitas Chutz because of El Petach Omoed Lo Hevio. It has to be Roy Lovo El Petach Omoed. Now that seems to be a pretty inclusive pasuk. Anything not Roy Lovo El Petach Omoed should include also the following cases: Roveya, Nirva, Mukta, Neva, Mechir, Etnan, Kilayim, Trefa, Yotzido. And all of these things are not Roy Lavo Petach Omoy. And yet, for some reason, the Mishnah says we can't learn it from there. It brings a new pasuk, and that is Lakriv Korban LaHashem Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Why do we need that extra pasuk? This is today's concern in the Gemara. So let's take a look now on the final line. Haroveya VaHanirva asks the Gemara, Hanami Tepuk Lemi Petach Omoyed. What's wrong with learning that out of the first pasuk? I understand why Roveya VaNirva couldn't be learned out of that pasuk, because there are actually two stages. Maybe something was Roy Lavo Petach Omoyed, and then someone used it for sex, and that would passel it. So it could be talking about a case of Mashkachat Leida, Ashkachino Meikara, and afterwards Hadar Rav'o, at which point it would become Pasul. Now the question is it, since it was Roy LePetach Omoed initially, would I be chayev if I did Shkut Echutz? Comes along to Pasuk and adds, like Riv Koban Hashem, the same Mishkan Hashem. Certainly, once it's Pasul as a Nirva, it is now not going to be Shayach like Riv Korban Hashem, and therefore we need this additional Pasuk to tell me that you'd be Potter even where it became Pasuk after it was Roy Laval Petach Omoed. But the other cases I don't understand. I mean, Mukta, Nevad, Etnan, Bechir, those things, there's no way to create after they've been in the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, a sexual act is a sexual act. It answers it. I understand. It's nothing to do with who owns it. But I mean, what? Because I decide to set it aside for Avodah Zarah, I bow down to it. I can't answer Davar Shenu Shalom. Who cares what you're doing? Since it's a function of something that is in your power, all of these Yisurim, or the other ones are congenital. I mean, when we talk about Kelayim, Yotzi Dofen, I don't get it. How are these things ever going to be Roy Lavo Petach Omoy? So they all would have been included in the first pasuk, and yet for some reason we're including them under the second pasuk. I'm missing something over here. And says the Gemara, well, the cases where you could in fact aser b'muktil b'nevan, don't do that to me. It's a shock. So mukta v'nevad would be possible, but it would only be possible on Libid Reb Yossi. You see, if we're talking about Kachim Kalim, then since Reb Yossi really holds that Kachim Kalim is Mamon Ba'alim, so that would give you the ability to actually aser it. Because according to him, as we've seen many times in many contexts, the din of a korban of Kachim Kalim still retains the name of the Baalim on it, and it's monetarily his as well. And therefore, he is an owner to be able to define it as Mukta or Nevad. It's Hegdesh, but it's a Hegdesh that is still meant for him. I mean, he's the one that's going to eat it and so on. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I mean, this is a big question. Is it Hegdesh, and then the Hegdesh gives it to him as a Achila, as it would to a Kohen, or is it his? And he's giving the other part to Hashem, so to speak. Now, the way that Rabbi Yossi Aglili's fundamental text and model case is where somebody stole Kachim Kalim from another guy, or he was given it as a pikkudin. He denies that he ever took it. No, an animal. Denies that he ever took it, and makes a shvua that he knows nothing about it, and then he fesses up. The din over there, that is the classic case of kfirat momon that you're chayav a carbon for, but only if it's umal amal in his friend. But what's interesting it is that instead of saying Umal Amal Vikichesh Ba'amito, it says Umal Ma'al Ba'ashem Vikichesh Ba'amito. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns from that, that even where there's, so to speak, a joint ownership, in other words, it's a carbon of Kachim Kalim, which is also Ba'amito, the din is that it's considered to be Chayev on a Shvua. And certainly on something that's not your friend's, you're not Chayev a Shvua, which were mamayit over there, a hegdish, from all of those dinim. And therefore, you see, detanu, mo'al, amal, ba'ashem, that additional ba'ashem is a rabot kachim kalim, shein momono, divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, so now going through the cases, says the Gemara. So let's start off with, Ravev and Yerva, that's a sexual act, fine. I understand that would make it also afterwards. I don't need any explanation, right? The cases of Mutza, Nevad, Tfravarish Kachovim, that is, can all be referred to Kachim Kalim, as we just explained. I'll leave there B.O.C. Now, the other cases are a bit strange, though, because, I mean, to say, actually, I should tell you, there's a Rashi, which the Sheet also uses, to leave out those cases and to see this not as a sum up of what we just said, but rather to ask the difference between the Roveh and Yerveh cases, whereas the later cases don't seem to be possible, is what the Gemara is asking. So the case of Etzdan, Bechir, Kilayim, Yotzi Dofen, why in any of those cases would I not be able to say that they were Osir because to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they're Potter Bechutz. They're Osir initially, and therefore it should be included in the opening Pasuk of the Mishnah, El Petach Ohel Moed. Can you bring these things to an Ohel Moed? No. If you can't bring them to an Ohel Moed, then you don't need to talk about the continuation of Pasuk, which is Lakrivo Korban LaHashem. So what about those cases? That's what I don't understand. Why do I need to bring that from Lakriv Korban LaHashem? Why can't it be learned out from El Petach Ohel Moed? Says the Gemara, that's because there's a little bit of a problem over here, and that is, I understand the congenital condition, you can ask. Well, Etznan u'Mechir should be included in the Muktzeh v'Neva. Etznan u'Mechir is a question, how can you pay a whore with something that you don't own? So therefore, it shouldn't be us, correct? But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Otz Kachim Kalim is Momon Balim, the same way you can answer it by saying, I set this aside for Avodah Zarah, you can set it aside for prostitute. So what's the difference? So Tosis explains the reason that we can't utilize Rabbi Yossi Aglili to answer the same way we answered the Din of Mukta the Navad is because there's a specific pasuk that says that Kachim Kalim is not included. We dash it from L'chol Neder. There was something that had already been a neder, something that had already been kadosh, doesn't matter how it was kadosh, is not included in the pasuk of lechol neder. It's not included in Tohavas Hashem, which defines using it to make the neder, or if the neder was already made. And therefore, it wouldn't be chal at all. So it's not an answer. So in other words, what we have over here, let's just go over the different categories that we have. We have one category in which the din of Petach Ohel Moed itself is definitive. What was that? Something that isn't really a korban to be brought in the Beit HaMikdash. It's kachim berkabayit, like the Porah Duma. It's meant to be nikrav bachut, like the Sarah Mishtaleach, which is, and of course we said yesterday, after the Hagralah and after the Vidui. Now it's Zak Shayach. Okay, I understand that, I won't include that.
So they never fit.
They never fit. Right up front, the Pasuk said, Petach Ohel Moed lo yikrav, fine. Now, how about something which initially did fit, and it was perfectly okay, you brought it to the Beit HaMikdash, and now it was used for sex. What do you happen now? I understand a physical act could change the reality of the thing. Okay. How about now things that require you to own them in order to be us? That was our next question. Such as Muktzeh Avodat Kochavim. Why isn't that included in Mamon Efshach? Either it was Usr, and then it's excluded from Petach Ohel Moed, or if it was once Mutter, how did it become Usr to require the next Pasuk Lakriv Korban LaHashem? That we answered by saying that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you could ask for something, because if it's Kachim Kalim, it would also be yours. Fine. Okay, now we have a third category, which is congenital defect, which strangely, the Mishnah brought from the second pasuk instead of from the first pasuk. I mean, if anything is going to be excluded, it's from Petach Ohel Moed, it's something that congenitally is possible. Right? I mean, it's Kilayim. I say, I'm going to change its genetic structure after it's born. So what are we talking about? But in the middle of this, we threw into that third category, that's what we just came to answer, the case of Etznan Zona Mefir Kelev. which you would have thought was in the second category, I'll leave it to Yosegulili. It's that that Tosis explains that actually, strangely, Etznan was here, which seems to be merely a question of financial ownership, is really not only a question of financial ownership. It's a din in the pasuk, and therefore Rabbi Yosegulili won't help us to understand it better. So we have to include it in the third category. It's out of your hands. There's no way to make it usher after it was kodesh. So for all intents and purposes, it's a congenital defect. Either it was chal before or it's not chalable. So why is it included in the second pasuk? It should be in the first pasuk. Okay, so let's see that inside now. Now, says the Gemara. But what about etlan, machir, kilayim, meaning that it was a mixture of species, yotze dofen, it was delivered by Caesarean section. What is the case over there? They're all bivladot kadashim, obviously. The only case could possibly be is where an animal that was kodesh was pregnant. Now, all of these things, although you cannot make them kodesh, they will become kodesh by virtue of the fact that they're born to an animal that's kodesh. And that's whether you like it or not. In a sense, it's the same thing as a bechor. So whatever would happen to a bechor wouldn't make any difference. You'd say, but this bechor, how could it be kodesh? It's a balbum. The Torah made it kodesh. When it was born, it was kodesh. But it's not exactly like the other cases for a very simple reason. You can do things to it while it's in the womb. Because when does it become kodesh? Only when it's born. Because sovar v'lodot kodeshim ba'avayatan hein kodeshim. How does that help us? Very simple. You can pay a whore with the fetus. Scriptures, exactly. And therefore, listen, there's a lot of whores in business. They're only paid with futures. I mean, you know, they've got their golden parachutes. So this mandiyomar, therefore, of the Mishnah holds vladot kadashim bavayatanim kadashim, which means only as they're born, not as they are developing in the womb. And it means to say, therefore, that they became now ready to be brought into the Beit HaMikdash because they were born. That's all that you need. It's not up to you. So then they're not included in El Petach HaOmoed, because at the moment of birth, they're anyway Kodesh, and they're brought to Petach HaOmoed. What then excludes them from the Fiyah V'Shkut Echutz? Only Lakriv Korban LaHashem, Lifnei Mishkan HaShem. Are they Roy for that? Of course not. The fact that they were born to an animal of Kodesh doesn't allow them to be brought in on the Mizbeah. And therefore, there's no Fiyah of bringing them B'Chutz either.
Because of the Bachshava of using it.
No, it's not a machshava. It's a financial transfer. It's in your bank account. It's in your stock options.
This bond is now been promised to
yes, it is mine.
Person.
It's mine, and I promised it to her. Right. I made the deal. So now it's roi for Petach HaOmoed. No, it becomes roi when it's born.
It's still
a mechir kelev or netnan zonah. Therefore, we need the second part. This is not roi for lahakriv korban lahashem, but I can't exclude it from petach haomoed. It's brilliant. Okay, so we see that we have two stages, and we're going to need actually both of them. Okay, now we've covered all of our cases. Now, let's take a look at the three-pronged machloket that we had with Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim back in the Mishnah, starting on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom, the last line, Baalei Mumin. Bein Baalei Mumin Kvuin and Bein Baalei Mumin Ovri. So here we say even if tomorrow it will be okay, but today it's not okay. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Baalei Mumin Kvuin, you're right. If you check with the Bechut, you're Potter, because they'll never be good. But Baalei Mumin Ovrim, which could be good tomorrow when they're healed, that you would be chayev. Okay, that's case number one. Chayev what? A new lo ta'aseh. Not karet, but chayev a lav. Or we don't know what that lav is. Now, the next case. There are pigeons. Shelo higi hazmanam. Remember, the difference between torim is that the torim are the mature tor. The ben yonah, it's a different species, but it's called ben because it's dafke immature. So therefore, the Torim can be possible because it's too young and it hasn't physically matured. The Ben Yonah would be possible because it already has matured. So we have now two cases, Torim Shelo Higi Hazmana, and that would be called Mechusar Zman, essentially. It's not yet ready to be brought. Here, too, Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, look, I agree about the Bnei Yonah She'avar Zmanam, because you can't turn back the clock.
Well,
But I disagree about the Torim Shelo Igiazman. That's the same Machloket, right? This is another case where something will be good, but isn't good now. So it's a Mechuser Zman, and he hasn't told us what the law is. He just says, here's a case of Mechuser Zman. Then we get a third case. The third case is Otoved Bino. So you shech the mother of an animal. Now you're not allowed to shech that animal today. And so again, says Rabbi Shimon, yes, but since tomorrow it will be okay. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harezebalotaseh, three different examples of the same yisod of Mechuser Zman, where it's going to be kosher. And finally, the Mishnah explains, the reason for this is, Sherebi Shimon Omer, kosher hu ra'ui lavoli achar zman harezeh velotaseh ve'in bo karet. Again, he hasn't told us what that lotasa is. But there is a lotasa. So, first of all, obviously we have to find out what that lotasa is. Where does he get it from? And then we would need to understand why we have three separate examples of the same yisod. Why not just come at the end and tell it to us? So that's what the next piece of the Mishnah is. The first thing we want to know is, why are there three separate machlokas in the case of Bali Mumin, that are Ovrim, was the first case, so they can be cured. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, since they can be cured, ultimately, they're only a problem in Mechuser's mind. Then we have the case of the pigeon that's not old enough yet, but that unfortunately is a Muma Over.
And,
yes, exactly. It's a mumo there, unfortunately. There's no way to stop the clock. And that's going to be, okay, yeah, I wonder.
Yeah.
And there it's good.
Exceptions.
I guess.
Some people get a long time.
And the third case was Oto ve'et bino. Okay, so it says the Mishnah, we knew all three cases. Let's say it would have said Bale Mumin. And Bale Mumin, the Rabbanan are arguing with Rabbi Shimon. They say, your partner, it's not considered to be Roy at all for the Mishkan, like we've Korban Lashem. But maybe that's because they're Me'isim. It's because their current state is a state of active in or inappropriateness for the Mizbeach. They're disgusting. I mean, the Torah views something that is physically inappropriate for the Mizbeach as mos, so that it would be disgusting to bring it. But Torin are just too young. There's nothing disgusting about it. Maybe the Rabbanan in that case would be motivated to Rabbi Shimon that in some ultimate sense, it's considered to be roi lakriv korban lashem, because it's only a question of time. Nothing apparent in its current situation that excludes it from the Mizbeach. So maybe they would also be motivated that that is a chiyav bachutz. And if it would have said Torin, I would have said, okay, that's because Mishum Delo Chazi V'Yitchu. That's because the Torah were never Ro'u yet, okay? It's not that they were Ro'u for a Korban and then the Torah was Deichadam from Korbanas. Alright, so over there, Rabbi Shimon is willing to say that they are therefore viewed as something Ro'u L'Mizbeach. Something that was first near Ed and then actively Nitche from the Mizbeach. So I would have said, Bali Mome De'Ichso V'Yitchu, Ema Modu L'Rabbi Shimon L'Rabbanah. Now let's say it would have said both of these cases. If it would have said Hanitarte, I would have said, okay, that's because both of these cases have something wrong with them. You take a look at this animal, it's a balmum. It's obvious that this is not something Roy for the Mizbeach. You take a look at this tor, and you see it's still immature, not yet Roy Lovo. But, Otovet, but no, there's nothing in the item itself that's possible. Nothing. It's 100% exactly what it will be tomorrow, it is today. The only problem is that it happens to be that somebody shechted the mother. Which, okay, the Torah says, don't shech this behemoth, but I mean, there's nothing in it that passes it. So maybe the Rabbanan would be motivated to Rabbi Shimon in that case. Therefore, we have this gradual buildup of cases where we bring out the extent of the machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now we understand why we need the cases. We don't really know what Rabbi Shimon is referring to when he says there's a lav. I mean, either it is included in Lakrif Korban Lashem or it's not. You certainly can't compromise and say, well, it's a little bit, so we'll just apply the lav part, but not the Karis part. There has to be a separate makar that Rabbi Shimon found that asers bringing something of this sort of Mechuser Zman. Now, what would that be? My time at Rabbi Shimon. Omar Rabbi Yila, Omar Reish Lakish. This is an amazing abstraction, that the reasoning is that since the Pasuk says, Lo ta'asun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom, ish kol hayashar be'inav. What is that talking about? Here Moshe is saying, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you will not do what it is that we do today, but each man according to his heart. Now we understand that to mean as follows. Amaru Moshe li Yisrael. We can't learn that it means don't do as we do today, what everybody does, whatever the heck he pleases, because the Mishkan was built, and you don't do whatever the heck you please. You needed to bring your korbanos in the Mishkan, and if you didn't, it was exactly the same issue that you would have had at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, which is Zman HaBitzrah Mamad. So certainly the simple explanation of the Pasuk is absolutely intolerable. He's not saying don't do like we do today. So what is he saying? What he's saying is, ki ailitu la'eretz, you can only bring ish kol hayashar be'inav. That's what he's saying. In other words, those type of korbanot that are up to you to decide if you want to bring or not. You want to bring a korban ha'ilah? You can bring a gift, a korban ha'ilah. You can do any time. So when we lose our mishkan, when will that be? During the 14 years, the 7 of kibush and the 7 of chiluk, there is no minucha. Lo batem adata el haminucha. During that period, the Mishkan Hashem, which is in Gilgal, is not functioning as a Mishkan Hashem. It is merely a bama, albeit a bama tzibur, but not a Mishkan Hashem. So the din over there will be, you want to bring a carbon ayla, a neder, and a dava, please go right ahead. Shlomi, taita,
wherever you are.
You can bring it, and you don't need to go to Gilgal. The only karbanot that you're allowed to bring are karbanot of neder v'nedava and chovot lo takrivu. You're not allowed to bring a karban chova at all. So that means even in a bamat zibur, you can only bring those karbanot when you come el ha-menucha, the first stage of which is Shiloh. And then you'll come to the nachala, which is Yerushalayim. So that means you are unable to bring now your, let's say, your chayiv a korban asher, your chayiv a korban chatas, it's a chiyuv.
For 14 years they didn't bring.
That's correct. You have nowhere to bring it.
Now, sibur, what does that allow?
Korbanot sibur. You can bring a korban pesach there too.
Sibur is chiyuv, yes, but not an individual.
And not an individual. If you have a chiyuv chatas, or you have a chiyuv of asher, and so on, no way to bring it, right? Okay. Now, this is brilliant, says Rabbi Shimon, let us analyze the status of those karbanot. Because, remarkably, you can go around the side, because remarkably, you will find here, exactly in an abstraction, you will find exactly what I'm talking about. Let's say you have a karban chayva, okay, and you want to bring it, and you're not allowed to bring it now. What would happen if you would bring it? You would be chayav for lo ta'asun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Will this carbon be roi tomorrow when they finish building Shiloh? Yes.
And there's no deal, right?
So it's a bechusar's bun. So boils down to a carbon that would be kosher tomorrow if it's beautiful, right? So if it's brought today, it says don't bring it. You're going to be overloaded tassum. So that teaches me that something which is b'chusar's man, if it's brought b'chutz, it's a chiyuv. It's a straight out chiyuv, inside or outside, essentially. So if I would go to Gilgal, and this is going to get us into trouble, because if I would go to Gilgal the day before they finish building Mishkan Shiloh, right, and I bring my korban chatas inside correctly in Gilgal, I would be over the same issue. Are you going to call a shechita in Gilgal a shechuta chutz, or are you going to call it mechusar zman? Here's where we get to it's such a fascinating sugya, because in a sense, every shechuta chutz is a mechusar zman.
I think that we should bring it up.
Well, if I could, except that I have a problem that it's the wrong place. But by Gilgal, I don't have the problem if it's the wrong place, it's in the right place, but it's the wrong time. Because for all intents and purposes, the place moves. You have a Mishkan. Okay, the Mishkan was in the Midbar. Obviously, if it's in the Mishkan, it may be in one place today, another place tomorrow. So if it's in Gilgal, it's in the Mishkan. Okay, tomorrow it'll be in Shiloh. The Mishkan will be in Shiloh. When the Mishkan's in Shiloh, then it's considered to be the place. So it's the place today, but it's not the time. Here we have a din of shkute chutz, because the Torah said you have to wait until you're in the menucha. Lo bata marata ala menucha.
But now you are.
No, I'm not. Tomorrow it'll be ready in Shiloh, but I want to go home, so I bring it today. Okay. Let's get rid of our prejudice. Shiloh, for all intents and purposes, is the Mishkan in the Mid. It happens to be that it had stone walls. Is that important to you? That's unimportant. Fine. So forget about analyzing any differences. We have to not think about physical difference. Okay, so the Torah is saying essentially, if you're busy with war, let's imagine it's like, if you're busy with war for 14 years, you don't have a sense of menucha, you can't bring your korbanot chuva. Okay, and let's say it had nothing to do with the place at all, right? And now it is the last day of the 14 years. Tomorrow I'm going to be allowed to bring it. And I bring it today. What do you mean where? I said, forget about where. Wherever you're supposed to. Wherever the place of the Mishkan is. That's what I'm saying. Our prejudice has made us think of this purely in terms of Shchutei Chutz. But that's a coincidence. That's what's so beautiful about this Gemara. It's a coincidence, really. In the abstract, we need to look at a Migdash, which is a complete Migdash for everything. Gilgal is the Mishkan in the Midbar, right? Nonetheless, we've been told not to bring certain korbanos there. Fine. It happens to be that the period in which we don't bring korbanos ends with the construction of a different Mishkan. But, and if it didn't, would it be any different? Suppose the Torah just said for 14 years, don't bring this korban here. But after 14 years, do bring this korban here. The year is unimportant. So basically we end up having an Isser of Shchutei Chutz, which is also remarkably an Isser of Mechusar Zman, even Bifnim. And this is what's going to lead us to problem. And V'karmelu Moshe, lo ta'asun, don't do this. Omer Reb Yirmiyahu Reb Yizkiyahu, wait a second. So then, I have a brilliant question. I mean, his brilliant question is built on the analysis that we just made, which is taken for granted. Once you're telling me that this boils down to something that would be usher to do even inside Gilgal, then you're telling me there's a new Isser of Mechusar Zman. If there's an Isser of Mechusar Zman, you should get Malkus for Shechita inside of a Mechusar Zman. The Pratlok, you'll say, but we already know Mechusar Zman. The Makor of Mechusar Zman is essentially Otoved Beno. Because Otoved Beno, you can't check today, but you can check tomorrow. On that lav, you... The problem is you do not get Malkus on that lav because it's considered to be the equivalent. It isn't really Nitik lesson in the standard sense, but it's connected to an assay, meaning Nitik, it's been removed from the lav and put onto an assay, as Tosis explained. It's not a standard tikkun in which the assay is mitaken the yisur. Fine, but that's a technicality. What concerns us today is there is no makor of a chi of Malkus in which you're over just from a chusar zman.
Because of the Asadis.
Because the only thing that we know about is the love of Osav Esbeno, which is not Machayim Al. But I ask you, according to what Rabbi Shimon just said, there is another love, because this, Do Tasun Kikosha Nachosim Po Hayom. Because that's the point. Hayom, but tomorrow, yes. And therefore, it boils down to Machusar Zman. And I ask you, therefore, Aloma Amar Rabbi Zera, why then did Rabbi Zera claim that Hakatuvnit Kola Asay, and since it's a not going to be Machayev you for the Otoved Beno, you won't get Malkus at all. Why won't you get Malkus Aliba the Rabbi Shimon? Says the Gemara, well, you know what? Dilma Hanimil the Rabbanan? I mean, maybe that's really only going Aliba the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Shimon that they don't have this lav of Mechusar Zman, because they also clearly in our Mishnah don't have a lav of Shchutei Chutz for any of these cases of Mechusar Zman. Here is an interesting lav that has changed is chal both Bifnim and Bechutz. It's the same lav. If they don't have it Bifnim, Bechutz, they don't have it Bifnim. But maybe the Rabbi Shimon Achinami, maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, the same lav that we're bringing in our Mishnah that is addressing Shchutei Chutz would be a lav that is also going to be b'chayev you Malkus for Mechusar Zman Bifnim. Brilliant! Oh, guys.
What's the wrong
one? We don't finish with this! Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, your brilliant analysis is not brilliant. You jump to conclusions. You think it's so brilliant to abstract away the place. The fact is that when something is not roy to be brought in that place, it isn't the place. You're the one who's prejudiced. If Mishkan Gilgal is not roy for a carbon asham, then it's the equivalent of shechting at pachutz. You're saying, well, I mean, it's still the same Mishkan, isn't it? No. The Mishkan that's roy for the Asham doesn't exist. What do you mean it's still the same Mishkan? And therefore, he's not being Mechadish a new lav of Mechusar Zman,
You're saying, well, I mean, going into Gilgal would be the equivalent of a chutzisman, because the same Mishkan will be kosher tomorrow in Shiloh. That's ridiculous. That place absolutely does define the din in chutz and pnim, not mechutzer zman, for heaven's sakes. What a weird way to look at things. To call the difference between Gilgal and Shiloh a mechutzer zman issue? It's chutz and chutz, period. You say, but I see, look, there's the shulchan, there's the menorah. It's your imagination. Might as well be al pnei asadeh. That's the point, because vis-a-vis chatas and asham, that's what it is. And therefore, bifnim de Gilgal, relative to Shiloh, is kachutz. Love the phrase, right? Relative chutz. Fine. So why call him a chutzer's man? It's such a beautiful daf. You're still going to cry. It's a good thing I don't carry a rifle.
Last time we discussed
how do you know I haven't touched it yet? You weren't here when we spoke about Lavin. Brilliant. Getting better by the moment here. Rabbi Amar, look, this is a nice discussion, but I mean, it's not really the reason that Rabbi Shimon is referring to a lav. Actually, the makor of Rabbi Shimon is different. Time at Rabbi Shimon Kedetanya. It's Rabbi Shimon himself who brings another very fascinating makor for a new lav of Shrutei Chutz that would apply in cases of Mechusar Zman. Now, you've thought up all the cases of Mechusar Zman except for one. Pesach before Chatzot. Nobody thought of that one. So, yes, you've got all the cases in hand, but a year is what we really need to look at. Kiritanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Minayin lezoveach Pesach, bebamat yachid, b'sha'at isur habamot, shu balotas. Now again, the opening part of what Rabbi Shimon says is rather opaque. I mean, if somebody asked you, how do you know if you shecht a Pesach b'chutz your chayav? Obviously, I don't need a pasuk to tell me yes. No different than anything else. But, and therefore we're troubled by the fact that it says b'shat isur ha-bamot. I mean, why would Pesach be different than anything else b'shat isur ha-bamot?
Is the bamas yachid here?
Okay.
First off, so
that was easy. So the question we're going to have to clarify here is obviously what is he talking about, a specific new issur b'shat isur b'mot. But we'll, when we clarify it, it's clear where we're heading. We're heading towards something that's going to be this. So let's see what this means. Talmud lomar, lo tuchal lizboach at ha-pasach. What does that mean? You're not allowed to bring a korban pesach. Okay, that must be what it's talking about. You might think, continues the writer of Rabbi Shimon, you might think, af b'shat heter ha-bamot came. Now what? Af b'shat heter ha-bamot, that I would not be allowed to bring a korban pesach? Talmud lomar be'chad she'arecha. Lo tuchal lizboach at ha-pesach be'chad she'arecha. Only at a time. You cannot be zoveach ha-pesach when it's be'chad she'arecha. Lo amarti lecha el b'sha'ah. The only time that this Isra applies is where all of Klal Yisrael needs to come to one place to bring their Korban Pesach. What does this mean? Emat. Are we talking about what? We're talking about shechting a Korban Pesach b'shas Isra b'mot after Chatzot? B'zman hazeh? Is that what we're talking about? Where there is a Beit HaMikdash. I mean, that's a chiyuv karet, like anybody else. I mean, what are you saying? A new lotaseh? Karet nami b'chayev. That is part of the whole parsha of Shrut HaKotz. No different than anything else. Ella, it's got to be talking about Kodem Chatzot. If it's talking about Kodem Chatzot, then it's Mechusar Zman, because I'm not yet ready to bring it as a Korban Pesach. Memela, I would think, okay, so that it isn't Roy for Shchitas Chut. That's our case in the Mishnah. How do you like that? So, Otoved Bedo, tomorrow is Mechusar Zman. The Balmum, when the Mum is over, is Mechusar Zman. The Tor, as soon as it becomes mature, maybe to this afternoon. Meanwhile, it's Mechusar Zman. The Korban Pesach is Mechusar Zman until Chatzot. And the Torah says, Lo Tuchal. Is that a Lotaseh? Lo Tuchal is Boa. That is a model for any Mechusar Zman, that it's Osir Teshecht Bechutz, even though it's not Mitkabel Bifnim now. Is that beautiful?
So a Yochid is Shecht Korban Pesach
Bechutz.
Erev Pesach.
Lifnei Chatzot.
And he's not Chayav Oreis?
But he's over on this new lav of lo tuchal. So it's not mitkabel bifnim, but it will be mitkabel bifnim this afternoon. But it isn't this afternoon. Yet there says lo tuchal. That is Rabbi Shimon's logic. That's how I understand the opaque pasuk. Says the Gemara, no. How do you know that that's what it means? There's another beautiful explanation of what Rabbi Shimon might be teaching here. And that is, liolam leachar chatzot. Who's to say that's talking about Kodem Chatzot? This is a new ism. It's achar chatzot. We're talking about Bishat Heter. But what do you mean we're talking about Bishat Heter HaBamot? Can't you read it? It says Bishat Isur HaBamot. No. Bishat Isur HaBamot means where it's the Isur of the Bamot to do for it, because you're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach outside of the Shahr Echad. But it's Heter Bama L'Chaveiro. I mean, you're allowed to bring a Korban Ayla, you're allowed to bring a Korban Shlomim, right? If it's a Neder and a Dava, then you're allowed to bring it, as we learned on Oman Aleph. Okay, so what is the pasuk saying now? Yochol af b'sha'ashu mutar b'bama, meaning before chatzot, if it were a shlamim, that there too you would be over. Talmud lomar b'achat sharecha. When do I say that you're over on this isur? B'sha'at heter habamot, when it is the time that people are all coming into their bamat sibur to bring your carbon pesach. So therefore, we're talking about over here, not because of the iser b'chuser zman, as a new iser of lo tuchal lisboa, but rather a new halacha of something which is ra'ui in one fashion. Namely, if I brought it as a korban shlomim, I could bring it right now, before chatzot. It's shas heter habamos. I can bring it in my backyard if I want.
Korban pesach not brought this time is korban.
You're starting up again, and my perfect fish is getting very active. We're going to be getting to that, of course, in a moment. Never. Exactly. So here it is, Bishat Heter HaBamot. And the Pasuk is not telling you an Isser because even Ibn Chusser's man has an Isser of Lo Tuchal, but it's telling you that a korban that was Ra'ui to bring in a different form, Lo Tuchal to bring it in this form, because this form is not the time to bring it yet, B'chutz. That's something else. Correct. Okay. It continues on the Mishnah, and if we look back on the Mishnah, there is very strange, one part of the Mishnah is very strange, the other part is not so strange. If you remember, we went through B'chusser Zman B'Bali, and this was one third of the way down on Amud Beit. So B'chusser Zman Bein B'Gufo Bein B'Ba'alav, take a look inside please and you'll see it, B'chusser Zman. Ezeo B'chusser Zman B'Ba'alav, Azav, Azava, Yoledet HaMitzora, Shikrivu Chatatam Ve'ashamam. Now, what do you mean, ashamam? There's no asham for azav, azava, yoledet, is there? Fortunately, it does say mitzora. So ashamam may be referring only to the mitzora. In our Gemara, we're going to be privy, as never before, to the actual construction of a Mishnah. So the original version of this Mishnah did not include the word mitzora. It just read, hazav, hazavaha, yoledet, shikrivo, chatatam, ve'ashamam, which was the Tana's way of including mitzora.
By saying
ashamam. He forced you to realize, but ah, indeed we're missing a case over here of B'chusser Zman B'Bali. And that's mitzora. Why mention mitzora? If anyway, I have to talk about the asham. And since the asham is only to get the mitzora, I can include the mitzora by using the word asham and save myself a word in the Mishnah, which keeps it more Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? Okay. Now, we continue on. And we read the next case. Olotehem v'shalmehem b'chutz. Now, wait a minute. This is outrageous. What do you mean, v'shalmehem?
Rebbe, you didn't read this in
fact. What? I'm looking at the Mishnah as an introduction.
Oh, I saw
the Mishnah. Yes. I'm sorry. Continues on the Mishnah. But if they bring their korban eila and shalomim b'chutz terchayim. Now, that is completely outrageous, because not the Zav, and not the Olaida, not the Mitzora, have a Shlomim. So there's obviously another shortcut here. Which one? A Nazir! There you go. So clearly the Gitana is using the word Shlomim to add an additional case, which was the case of the El-Nazir, who is also Mechusser's man, because he has to wait till the end of his close of his Nazir, right? Brilliant. So actually, what's interesting is that the Tana missed out on leaving out the word Betzera, but managed to leave out the word Nozi. But originally, both words were missing. Now, what's fascinating is that when both words are missing, you lose the focus on the particular thing that's being added. In other words, you no longer... Here's the question. I could add innumerable cases. I could talk about one case and then have you figure out all the other cases. I could just say, and then have all the lists. Chatatam, Ashamam, Shalmehem, Alotehem, and Shalmehem. And then allow you to reconstruct all of the cases of what Mechusas Baalim... But then I wouldn't have said anything. So what I need to do is I need to strike a balance between giving you what I mean by Mechusas Man Babali. I'm not obviously not only going to talk about the carbon because I'm coming to Ezehu Mechusas Man Babali. So I'm going to need to give you examples of Mechusas Man Babali. Therefore, I need to strike a balance between the cases that are inferred and the cases that are given, as I always do in a Mishnah, which is Chisurei Mechasra. How much information can I leave out that is specifically designed to create the blank that you fill in with your mind? This is, by the way, this is done in terms of optical illusions all the time, in terms of brain function. What we try to do is we try to find the place where the brain's going to fill in the missing information. You will perceive it as if it's entirely there. And then, but there's a point at which you go too far and you perceive a gap. Okay, so the same thing is true over here. This is the way Tana creates a mission. If we take a look in the Gemara, we can actually see this being formed. Because originally the Metzera was not mentioned. And therefore the Gemara asks over here, back in our sugya, so, Bechuser's man, and then you say, Ashamot? Hani, b'nei Ashamot? You know, where is there an Asham in the cases of Zav Zava and Yoledet? Says Zairi, you need to write in the Mishnah Mitzora. Tani Mitzora b'hadayu, read the word Mitzora together with Zav Zava and Yoledet, put in the word Umitzora. And Shalmehem? Hani, b'nei Shlamim, Ninu? Omer of Sheshes, read in the Mishnah Nazir. Now, the fact is, says the Gemara, the Zairi, when Zairi said read Mitzora, they actually accepted that suggestion. And Kavuha Tanoi, the Tanoim that decided on the ultimate structure of the Mishnah, word for word, that became part of the gears of the Mishnah. But Rav Sheshes, lo Kavuha Tanoi. In the case of Rav Sheshes, however, they did not include it in the gears of the Mishnah because the Shlomim was a very direct, strict, single pointer to Nazir and didn't need to be written in the Mishnah, so it became a Mechusach, typical in Chisurei Mechasra. Omer Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, lo shanu ela lishmo. Getting back to this din of being pater b'chutz, when you bring your saying your korban asham, it's pater because it wasn't royal of obifim, because it's b'chutz's man b'balim. That's what you say? Well, there's an important caveat here that needs to be stated. If you brought that asham shalo lishmo, what's the din of an asham that's brought shalo lishmo? It's a machlokas, but according to the chachamim, ein asham shalo is kosher, right? But it's lo alu levalim l'shem chovah. So let's say that instead of bringing it as an asham, you brought it as a carbon oila. What would happen? It would have been a kosher oila. Can you bring the oila today? Certainly. What's that? Yes, of course, there's no problem. So if it would be shalo lishmo, and in that case it could have been brought today, in the Beit HaMikdash, right? That's an oila, no problem. That's not considered to be b'chusar zman. This is very similar to the case we had of deciding whether you could have brought it on a bum or not on a bum. Here we're talking about nothing to do with a bum, but can you bring it now or not? Since you could bring it now as an ayla, then that asham, if indeed it was brought shalol lishmo, you would be chayef. Because since it's royal shalol lishmo bifnim, if you had brought this carbon as an ayla bifnim today, it would be roy lakriv korban lashem. It's just that it wouldn't be ayla labalim l'shem chovah. Therefore, when you bring it b'chutz, you will be chayev. Wait a second, says the Gemara. That's actually a brilliant thing. But if that's the case, who cares whether you bring it l'shmo or shalo l'shmo? What you could say is, this animal is roy lavo bifnim, because if I wish, I can bring it as an Eila Bifnim today. Well,
it's an usher. Doesn't take the.
You know by now that every piece of Gemara that's upcoming is what you ask, so just have patience. I tell you, it becomes dangerous when a man starts thinking like the Gemara, and then what's he going to tend Daf Yomi for? I'm going to lose one of my favorite customers. Ask the Gemara, can't you do the same thing? Since it's Rohoil V'Roi L'Shalol L'Shmo B'Fnim, says Rabbi David, Mechusar Akira, it is currently really an Asham, not an Oilan. Unless I Ma'akir, the shame of the Asham, it is not considered to be I made to be an Ayla, and therefore it's not Roy as it is to be Makriv in front of the Mishkan Hashem. I probably could leave out even Amar Rabbi David, because it's always Amar. Maskev La Ravuna. Says Ravuna, do you understand the absurdity of what you just said? I mean, think about it. You're saying, if I have something which I'm bringing Lishmo, so then it's possible. And therefore, if I'm shechted pachutz, I'm potter. But if I add sin to iniquity, and I decide, not only am I going to bring it pachutz, I'm also going to bring it shalom l'shmo, and I'm going to turn it into an ayla, then it becomes kosher and I'm chayav. I mean, this is the height of absurdity, if you ask me, says Ravuna. I don't understand. Matki v'lo Ravuna, that's what's called a hatkafa. I'm attacking him with it. But it's only kosher shelo lishmo. Asks Rabbi David, why not? What about a korban Pesach? You did before. You think I didn't know where it was coming? Velo? Is there no such case? Is there not the classic case of a korban Pesach, which b'shayimot hashanah is before chatzot? Now it's not kosher lishmo, but it would be kosher shelo lishmo. As a shlomi. So what's so weird about that? This is exactly the same thing. The Asham is not kosher lishmo because he's b'chus zman b'bali. But it would be kosher as an aylam, lo lishmo. Why is that any different than a korban pesach being kosher as a shlomi?
The default becomes...
Ah, says the Gemara. No, that's not a question because of the default. Pesach, b'shayimot hashana are actually shlomi. It's not considered to be a being brought shalom lishmo. Because a Pesach is nothing but a glorified shlomim, essentially, that is being brought ben harbayim as a carbon Pesach. And therefore, the Pesach really is a shlomim. I shank it over here, I'm taking an asham, and I'm turning it into something else. And then it becomes an absurdity, says Ravuna. Why do we need lakriv korban lashem? So bishlama rovei avinirva mashkachet leidak to shinomi karavahad adrova. But books of an avad, ain't adam oser davar sheino shalo? But kachim kalim. I'll leave the Rabbi Yossi aglili. Do you know about kachim kalim momon balim that it is a davar shalo? The Tanya. Mualam al b'ashem, talking about kfirat ha-pikadon, is l'rabot kachim kalim shein momono v'kichesh b'ba'alav divi Rabbi Yossi aglili. Okay, so therefore, to sum it all up here, we've got a Roveh Avinirva, that's a Dvar Arva, that's simple. We have Muksa and Devad for Avedes Kochavim, that we've explained away with saying it's Kashim Kalim, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now, what about the rest of the stuff here, though? Etznan, Mechir, which doesn't work, I'll leave Rabbi Yossi Aglili because it's a Pasek, Lechol Neder, Pratna Nadur. What about the congenital issues of Kilayim, Yotze Dofen? Well, all of those cases would be with Vladot Kodashim, where you use the fetus as the Etzdan Mechir, and obviously you'd have to hold it, Vladot Kodashim, only at birth, Bavayatan, in Kiddushim. Bale Mumin, Otoved, Beno. So now we've got Torin, Bale Mumin, and Otoved, Beno, three cases, which is the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbana, Vetzricha. I'd say that's because they're ma'isi. Not torin de lo ma'isi. Maybe the moda the chachamim le Rabbi Shimon. On the other hand, itan etorim mishum de lo chazi, and then there were nitcha bali mumin, which were chazi v'nitcha. Maybe they'd be moda to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon rather be moda to Rabbanu. V'itan ahanitarte mishum de psula de gufayu. Avol otoved beno, which is a pasul mi'alma. There's nothing and wrong in it. It's ka'atyala from Ladala field. Same about the Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, tzricha. Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer. my time of the Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Elah, Omer Rish Lakish, the Omer Akra, Lo Tazur Kekol Asher Anachlo Asim Po Ayom, Omer Lo Moshe Lisro Lo Kehalitu La Eretz, only Yisharot Takrivu, Nidav and Nidav. You cannot be makriv your chovot. And Gilgal, vis-a-vis Shiloh, is essentially Mechuzer Zman. Nonetheless, Moshe is saying, Lo Ta'asun. That's the law of Chshut Echut on Mechuzer Zman, says Rabbi Shimon. Omar Rabbi Yomel, Rabbi Zera, but then it would apply equally Bifnim or Bechutz. So, Iachi, Milkanami Lilke on Mechuzer Zman Bifnim? Because Gilgal is essentially Bifnim, and yet it's the same law. Aloma Amara Bizera Hakatuv Nitko. This is on the Isra B'chuser Zman derived from Otoved Beno Liasei. Well, you know what? Dilma Hani Mila Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbi Shimon Al-Khanami. And indeed, there is a separate Isra law on B'chuser Zman Bifnim. Omar, Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omar, the whole question is really too smart for its own good. Pnim de Gilgal, Lagabe Shilo, is actually Kechutz Dami. Rabbi Omar, the whole reasoning of Rabbi Shimon is something else entirely. It's Kitatanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayin Lizoveach Pesach, Bebamat Yachid, Bishaati Surah Bamot, Shubalota Se, Tamad Omar Lotu Chalas Bogata Pesach. Yochol af b'sha'at heter habamot, okay? Tamud lomar be'achat sharecha. Lo amarti lecha ela b'sha'a shekol yisrael nechrasim b'sha'ar echad. Now, I ask you, when in the day did he shechta? I mean, inema achar chatzot. It's a normal shechut echutz. It's chayef karet, like anybody else. El alav, it's a new din of konam chatzot. And it's telling you, even though it's not mitkabel bifnim, that's korban la'ashem, and therefore there's no isur karet, lo tuchal. From there we see there's a new chiev of shchut echut on something that would be mekubel bifnim, except for the fact that it's mechuser zman. Says Igbar, no. Li'olam li'achar chatzot. And it's b'shat heter habamot. I mean, it's b'shat heter habamot. It says b'shat sisur habamot. I mean, Shat Isur Habamot for this korban. But it's Peshat Eter Habamot for korbanos in general. So it's Het Isur Bama Lo, Heter Bama Lechavero. And this is a new din that has no application to the halacha of Shechtig Bizman Isur Habamot. It's a special din in the korban Pesach, which is meant to be Pechat Sharecha, that is Shochut in a Bamas Yochid B'Shas Heter Abamais. B'chuser Zman, Asham, Hani B'nei Hashamot Ninu, Omar Ze'iri, indeed, Tni Mitzora Be'Hadayu, Olo Tehem, Shalmihem, what? Hani B'nei Shlamim Ninu, Om Rav Sheshet, Tni Nazir. Now, in fact, if you read the current gears of the Mishnah, the Ze'iri Kav Uha Tanoi, but the Rav Sheshet, Lo Kav Uha Tanoi, Om Reb Chilkia Bar Tuvi Lo Shano Ela Lishmo. When we talk about the Asham being Potter Bachutz, but Shalol Lishmo Chayav Hov Ra'ui LeShalol Lishmo Bifnim. Ihachi, it should be Chayav Lishmo also Bachutz, because at least it's Roy Lishmo. It's Roy LeShalol Lishmo rather Bifnim. Yes, but it's Mechusar Akira. Matki Flo Ravuna, do you understand the absurdity of what you're saying? And there you're pasul, you're potter, but it's kasher shalom lishmo, and then you're chayim. What's so absurd about that, fellow? What about a pesach b'shari mot hashana, which is eno kasher lishmo, and it's kasher shalom lishmo? Ah, but pesach b'shari mot hashana is a shlomim, and this is considered to be the equivalent of lishmo. Why do we need lakriv korban lashem? So bishlam harovei avanirva mashkachet leidak to shinomi karavahad adrova. But books of an evad, ain't adam oser davar sheino shalo? Ah, but kachim kalim. I'll leave the Rabbi Yosi aglili. The yom kachim kalim moman balim, that it is a dover shalo. The Tanya. Mualam al ba'ashem, talking about kfirata pikadon, is l'rabot kachim kalim shein momo no v'kichesh v'ba'alav divi Rabbi Yossi Aglila. Okay, so therefore, to sum it all up here, we've got a roveh v'nirva, that's a dvar arva, that's symbol. We have muksha and devad for avodas kochavim, that we've explained away with saying it's kachim kalim and Rabbi Yossi Aglila. Now, what about the rest of the stuff here, though? Etnan, mechir, which doesn't work, I'll leave Rabbi Yossi Aglila because it's a pasuk. L'chol neder, prat l'nadur. What about the congenital issues of kilayim, yotzei dofen? Well, all of those cases would be v'vladot kodashim, where you use the fetus as the etzdan mechir, and obviously you'd have to hold it v'ladei kodashim only at birth, pavayatan in kiddushim. Balei mumin otoved beno. So now we've got torin, balei mumin, and otoved beno. Three cases, which is a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana, v'tzricha. Deit, ana ba'alei mumim, I'd say that's because they're ma'isi. But torin de lo ma'isi, maybe the moda, the chachon, the Rebbe Shimon. On the other hand, eat ana torin, mishum de lo chazi, and then there were nitcha, ba'alei mumim, which were chazi v'nitcha, maybe they'd be moda to Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon rather be moda to Rabbana. V'it ana anitarte, mishum de psula de gufaya, Avol otoved beno, which is a pasul mi'alma. There's nothing and wrong in it. It's ka'atyala from lada lafil. Same amod le rabban Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, tzricha. Shaya Rabbi Shimon omer. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Omer Rabbi Lo, Omer Rish Lakish. The Omer Akra lo tazur kukala shanach lo simpo ayom. Omer lo moshe le solok. Ke'alitu la eretz. Only yisharot takrivu. Nidav and nidav. You cannot be makriv your chovot. And Gilgal, vis-a-vis Shiloh, is essentially mechuzer zman. Nonetheless, Moshe is saying, lo ta'asun. That's the law of chshut echutz on mechuzer zman, says Rabbi Shimon. Omar, Rabbi Yomel, Rabbi Zera, but then it would apply equally bifnim or bechutz. So, Iyaki, milkanami lilke on mechuzer zman bifnim. Because Gilgal is essentially bifnim, and yet it's the same law. Aloma amara bizera hakatuv nitko. This is on the Isra b'chusuzman derived from otoved beno liasei. Well, you know what? Diomahani mila rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbi Shimon Alchanami. And indeed, there is a separate Isra law on b'chusuzman bifnim. Omar, Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak Omar, the whole question is really too smart for its own good. Pnim de Gilgal, lagabe Shilo, is actually kachutz dami. Rabbi Omar, the whole reasoning of Rabbi Shimon is something else entirely. It's Gitanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin lizoveach Pesach, bebamat yachid, b'sha'at isura bamot, shu belota ase, tamad omar lo tuchal esbogat ha-Pesach. Yochol af b'sha'at heter habamot, kein? Tamud lomar be'achat sharecha. Lo amarti lecha ela b'sha'at shekol Yisrael nechlasim b'sha'ar echad. Now, I ask you, when in the day did he shecht? I mean, inema achar chatzot. It's a normal shkut echutz, it's chayef karet, like anybody else. El alav, it's a new din of konam chatzot, and it's telling you, even though it's not mitkabil bifnim, that's korban la'ashem, and therefore there's no isur karet, lo tuchal. From there we see there's a new chiev of shchut echutz on something that would be mekubal bifnim, except for the fact that it's mechuser zman. Says Igbar, no. Li'olam li'achar chatzot. And it's b'shat heter abamot. I mean, it's b'shat heter abamot. It says b'shat sisur abamot. I mean, it's shat isur habamot for this korban, but it's pshat eter habamot for korbanos in general. So it's het isur bama lo, heter bama lechavero. And this is a new din that has no application to the halacha of shechtig bisman isur habamot. It's a special din in the korban Pesach, which is meant to be pechat sharecha, that is shochut in a bamas yochid b'shas heter abamas. B'chuser zman, asham, hani b'nei ashamot ninu, omar ze'iri indeed tni mitzora behadayu. Olotehem v'shalmehem. What? Hani b'nei shlamim ninu. Omar v'sheshet tni nazir. Now, in fact, if you read the current gears of the Mishnah, the Ze'iri kav uha tanoi, but the Rav Sheshet lo kav uha tanoi. Om Reb Chilkia bar Tuvi lo shanu ela lishmo, when we talk about the Asham being potter bachutz. But shalo lishmo, chayav hov ra'ui lishalo lishmo bifnim. Yachi, it should be chayav lishmo also bachutz, because at least it's roi lishmo, it's roi lishalo lishmo rather, bifnim. Yes, but it's mechusar akira. Matki flo ravuna, do you understand the absurdity of what you're saying? And there you're pasul, you're potter, but it's kasher shelo lishmo, and then you're chayim. What's so absurd about that, fellow? What about a pesach b'shar yomot hashana, which is eino kasher lishmo, and it's kasher shelo lishmo? Ah, but pesach b'shar yomot hashana is a shlomim, and this is considered to be the equivalent of lishmo.
Following is the draft from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
We're holding on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the last line, Haroi Zeya Vahanirvad. As a matter of fact, you know, I think it might be kedai for us to once again review this piece of the Mishnah, because there's going to be a lot of diyukim on the cases that are mentioned over here. You will recall that the opening of the Mishnah is Motzi the din of Poras Chatas from El Pesach Olam Moed Lo Hevio. But then we talk about the other cases, and let's see them from the fifth line of the Mishnah on. Haroiveya, Vahanirva, Vahamukseh, Vahnevad, Vahmechir, Ve'esnam, Vahkilayim, Vahtrefa, Vahyotzidotim, Vahkrivam, Vahutz Vatur. Shinemar Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Actually, it says Lakriv Korban Hashem. It seems to be the real place that we're looking at, as we'll see later on. So, for some reason, Pesach Ol Moed is not sufficient to be mostly these cases. Now, let's turn back to the Gemara. And we wonder in the Gemara why it's not sufficient. Asks the Gemara, Vaha Nami Tepikli. What's wrong with saying that a Reveya and a Nirvan and Esnan and a Mechir and a Kalayim and a Yetzi Daif, and what's wrong with saying that they are possible because they're not Roy for the Almighty? Ah, so now I understand some of them. Now let's take Reveya the Nirva. Reveya the Nirva could have happened after it became Kodesh. So maybe, say, El Pesach Almoy, I brought it to be, it was Roy of Pesach Almoy. Now, something happened to it. Well, we already know the things that happened after it was already right, the Pesach Olmoy should be included. So what's going to be Motzi now Roveya Nirv? Fine. So there, Mashkak, was like Mashir Mikra. First, it was Kodesh. And therefore, Mashkak, so means we find the reason for the Pesach, in other words, for the extra Pesach, where he was Makrevit Lechatzila, so it was ready for the Olmoy. Now it was Nitra, so it was Roy LePesach HaMoed. All the cases that became possible. I don't say that now they're not included because of Pesach HaMoed. All the cases we had before, the Nishkata Balayla, and I did all of these cases that are Imolo Lo Yerdu, right? So at that point where it was Roy, and that's why we needed a special Pesach. That's exactly the thing. So without a special Pesach, I wouldn't have known. So that's what we did yesterday. Remember, we brought two circular. So there I say, okay, therefore comes along the Torah to tell me that it has to be royal korban, not with korban the Mishkan Hashem. Fine. But what about Muksa the Neva? I mean, Muksa the Neva can't happen afterwards. Because even if you do the act of Avodas Kechov, you don't answer it. You don't have to make it. Somebody bows down to the Hema of Hagdash, you're crazy. So it doesn't make any chalois din on it, bichlal. So why would I need another pasuk? Either it's bichlal, not even asir, the muktzeh neva, or it was netzar before it became kodesh, in which case El Pesach HaMoed it never has. It was already minhuat from the first pasuk. And says the Gemara, you're right, but here it's talking about kashin kala.
And Kachin Kari, Malipas Rav Yossi Aglili, which we've had many, many times, Rav Yossi Aglili holds that Kachin Kari are Momen Bailim here. So that if somebody, for instance, would steal a carbon shlomi of someone, and then he would swear on it that he doesn't know anything about it. So it was Kofer Bibi Kardain, very much our tshuva inyan today, that's the mocker of the din of Vidui. Kofer Bibi Kardain, now he's made it. Zichayev Bechomer, Zichayev Anotra. If he would have stolen from Kodesh, then he would not have been, because it's not considered to be his friend, it's not Lehi. But over here, it says, Umala Mal Bahashem, that extra Mala Mal Bahashem, it wasn't Bahashem, it was his friend. That's coming to be Maraveh, Kachim Kali. And it's telling me that even though it's a Shlomim, Lashem, it's Momen Bailim. And therefore, you're chayev on the element of Momen Bailim that's in it. In which case, you could also usher it. So there, it was already brought to Pesach HaMoed. Somebody is now mishtakava to it. And that part of it is still Kachim Kalim, still Momen Bailim. How do I know that it's not considered to be chayev if I shechter malet b'chutz? For that I need a special pasuk like Riv Korban Hashem and Mishkan Hashem. Fine. Hilkach. So the way to understand the Mishnah is like this. Rovei v'nirva, which is a dvar erava, that could be talking about anything. Now that would be milat Riv Korban, that's like it's b'nei akrova, whether it's talking about the kachikachim, not kadagma kachikalim, that's usher. Now, in addition to that, we have a special case of muktzeh of an erbat. Those cases, Mux of an Evad is referring to Kachim Kalim only. As we explained, that we did Rabbi Yosef Lima. The other cases are a little bit more difficult. Because Etznan, you can't say, is a din in Kachim Kalim, simply because there's a Beferish Apostle that is Motzi, the din of Etznan, from, because it says in the Torah, but something that already was nadur and was already there, that doesn't become now retroactively usher, because even though if you hold this moment by him. So it's not going to help to say the case of Esnan is going, or Mechir is going on Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Kachim Kalim. So we need to find an answer for that. Yotzei Dothan. I mean, how are we going to get Yotzei Dothan? Because before it was born, that should be excluded from the first one, right? Kilayim, that's a dolphin. How about them? Those are, I think those are realities. I mean, you know, obviously I couldn't have made it Kodesh in the first place if it was born this way. The solution is simple. It's talking about blood discussion. So if you hold, Kasava blood discussion Bahavayatan in Kedoshim, that word Bahavayatan, as I explained before, is based on the Pasuk Rakha the Shekha Sheyula. Yiyu means Behavaya, as they come into being. So they hold that the Kachim that are pregnant, the child is considered to still be Chulam. It's only when it's born, Bahavayatan, then it becomes Kedosh. So that means that anything that happened meanwhile to it is indeed happening to a vlad, not to something that was already, that I have to be magish. Now the point is, however, that in terms of being royal of Pesach HaMoed, agav the mother, they were already brought for Pesach HaMoed. So I can't be mochi them from Pesach HaMoed. The time that they're noilad the kedusha. How do I know that they are also not included in the din of shchut echutz rakur aloat shchutz? That I need the extra pasuk to tell me El Mishkan Hashem. So now we understand why we actually have four layers in the Mishnah. Five layers if we include the special case of Bisara Mishnah Leach. So we have the normal Shchut Echutz, and then we have the Paraschat, that's not included because of Pesach HaMoed, Sara Mishnah Leach after Vidui, and then we have all Kachim. We have from the special pasuk like Riv Korban Hashem from the Reveya Venirva case, which is just a physical reality that can be done even to Kachim. Then we have the cases that apply only to Kachim Kalam Aliva the Rav Yossi Aglili, such as Muktza, which were actually the only case, Muktza Venirva. And then we have the final layer, things that affect Vlodes Kachim, and those are the Esnan, Mechir, Kelayim, and Yotzidot. Now, let us take again a look at the Mishnah, take a look at the next piece, and we find the Machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan referring to a number of cases now. We start off in the Mishnah, this is the last line of the Mishnah, Ba'alei Mumin, Bein Ba'alei Mumin Kru'im, Bein Ba'alei Mumin Ovrim, Shikrivan Bakut Potter. And Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says, "Bale mumin kruim or potter is indeed not roy, and never will be roy. But bale mumin ovrim, where they can ultimately be roy, your chayiv belota said there is a lav, and we know what the lav is. But there is a lav because of their ultimate being roy to the pesach or moed. But there's no chorus, only a lav. Case one. Case two." Torim shelo yigiyazmanam. Torim need to be now mature, if they're too young, or bnei yonah avazmanam, shikrivan bakut potter. And again, Rabbi Shimon says, well, bnei yonah, they're too old. They need to be now immature. Once they, you can't turn back the clock, so they'll never be roy. So there, I agree. Over there, they're not included at all. There's no iser. But Torim shelo yigiyazmanam, since they will be kosher tomorrow or in the next month, There is an Isser, although it's a Lotasa. Same idea as the first case. Why do we need the second case? Isn't it the same idea? Now comes the third case. Oto Ved Beno, or Mechutzer Zman. Let's say it's still not 8 days old, and it's supposed to be Mukrab only on the eighth day. Or it's Oto Ved Beno, since you shechted the mother before, you can't shech the child, or vice versa. So you have to wait until tomorrow. Okay, fine, so tomorrow will be Roy. Understand, it's the same case, basically. Rabbi Shimon holds something that is ultimately going to be roi is chayiv and a lot, but again, the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon omer areza b'lo taseh, Rabbi Shimon omer koshu roi lo b'lachas man areza b'lo taseh v'in bo karet, b'chal kamim omerim, no, it's either all or nothing. If there's no karet, there's no separate lo taseh. Now, why do we need three separate cases? The case of the Baal Mum over, the case of Torim Shelo Yigiyazmana, that are gradually maturing, and the case of Mechutzer Zman, Bein Bebalim and Bein Bebeema, Bein Begufay. Why do we need three separate cases that tell me the same clear machlokas about whether something royally achazman is going to be usher as a lav, or just not part of the whole din?
Could it
be even just for the class? Maybe. Yeah. Says the Gemara Betzreich. No. Truth is, we need all three cases. Because itana balei mumin, I would say, okay, balei mumin, I understand why the Chachamim would say that even though it's a Baal Mum over, it's totally excluded from the set of acceptable korbanos. Mishum d'mei nisei. It's something that is mosed to the Mizbeach, something mosed to the Mizbeach. You can't say, well, maybe, I mean, it'll be healed some other day. Right now, it's the Kol Machach for the Mizbeach, and you can't even think of it in those terms. Now, Shengen Torim. Torim is just not old enough. I mean, there's nothing most about it, nothing discussed, nothing wrong with it. It hasn't arrived yet at the point of its development. So maybe over there, they would be motivated to Rabbi Shimon that it's Shayat to the Mizbeach in the end, and there's a Lotas. And now, if it's said the case of Torim, I would say, okay, Torim, they were never Ra'ui and then became Nidchet. So that's always, we know that the nira of a nitcha is always worse than lo nira in the first place. When something was within a concept and then was booted out of the concept, that's a worse dihui than is what's called dihui meikora, where it just wasn't, never yet arrived at a stage at which it was suitable. So it's okay. Torim, they had never arrived at a stage suitable, but a Baal Mum had been born okay, and now it was Nidcha. So maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree to the Rabbanan that over there it's excluded from the set of possible Korbanos. Therefore, I need that case too. Now let's say it would have said those two cases, both the case of Balei Mumin Ivrim and the case of Torim. I would have said, Okay, these two things have a psul in their own body. Now, if something could be done for their body, if it would heal rapidly, if you could get somebody to wave a magic wand over it and fix the body, so fine, so it would be Roy right now. Without those understanding. Whatever's needed. Osho Besbino is a psul. There's nothing you can do with it. You can't take it away. I mean, it's something that is a psul. Because Tosis points out, it can't mean what it usually means. Namely, one is innate in it, and the other one is outside, because that's always the other direction. A psul begufayu is always viewed as worse. Right? And here we're saying, you said Tosis Beno, which is a psul mi'alma ka'asiva. So, ema mori le'rabbanu le'rabbi Shimon, maybe in that case, we should say, that the din would be that they would be made at, and that's okay. The time passes, it'll be all right. Shahaya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now, where did he get this from? Rabbi Shimon pops up with a new lava. I mean, because sort of it's somewhat good, but it's not quite good. Why don't we compromise for it? We'll take off the chorus, but we'll give him a little test. I mean, this can't work like that. So the Rabbanah seems to be right. Either this is included in the Lo Tuchal, or it's not included. My time in Rabbi Shimon says there's a lav which is mechayev you only a lo tasa, but it's not mechayev you kores. Amar Rabbi Lamer Shlakish. This is based on an entirely new idea, and it comes out of a completely different parasha. It comes from the lo tasun kekol asher amakto osim po hayom ish hayashar be'enav yaaseh. What does this mean? What do you mean yaaseh? Not Yasa, I thought. I mean, what do you mean, Lakasha Anrosim for Hayom? Hayom in the Midbar? In the Midbar, they weren't allowed to bring Korbanos elsewhere. During the time of the Mishkan, it was also to bring a Korban on a Bona. So, what are those measures saying? When you come at Derek Zohar, you're not going to be able to do whatever the heck you please like we do today. We don't do whatever we please today. On the contrary, it became Mutter Bonas in Eretz Yisrael. So this becomes now the key to unlocking what in fact would be mutter to bring in a bama. And therefore the point is like this. Moshe is telling him, look, nowadays that we're only makriv in the Mishkan, we can bring whatever it is that we want, whether it's chayva, somebody's chayva chavis, somebody's chayva nasham, or whether it's the isha yashabenav, meaning the davais. So you could bring in a shlomim, and you could bring in ayla. Here it's on the hand. Any carbon today is available to you. But lo tasun king, you will not be able to act in the same way. In other words, A, you don't have to go to the Mishkan in the 14 years when we're in the middle of fighting and splitting up Eretz Yisrael. You'll be able to be makriv a carbon wherever you want, but there you can't do lo tasun kol asher anachlo osim po hayom. You're not going to be able to bring your carbon atas, your carbon asham, because that's not suitable for personal boma. What then will you be allowed to bring? Isha yashar beinav yaseh. Only the things that you are allowed to bring because you feel like it. And that only includes an oil and a shlomim. But anything else, you're not allowed to bring on your personal boma. Until, of course, you get the shiloh. But during those 14 years of Yodel, 7 years of the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, 7 years of the Chiluk of Eretz Yisrael, no Arsham, no Chata.
But yes,
Bama private. You don't have to do it the way we do it today, which is to bring it into the Mishnah.
It's only always Shlomi because it's only
Nida Venida. This is where we learn that only a Nida Venida. Okay, this is the Malka of the Sifri's Grasha. Now, what that means, time is Rabbi Shimon, but analyze what that means. Suppose you had a chiyav of a chayva, of a karmen chatas, right? So now, that karmen chatas is only roy to bring 14 years from now.
I'm sorry, in Gilgal we're not going to have karmen chatas. Is that what happens?
Yeah, you can't bring a karmen chatas. In a bomb.
Yeah. Gilgal, I can?
We'll see what's it then. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right now what we're talking about is you're not able to bring a chayva during the period of Gilgal wasn't really, even though they were making, it wasn't, we didn't have a thing of a mishkan, they weren't machnis the aron in the Gilgal. So therefore, you're going to have to wait, kilo batse marata ala menucha ala nachala. When you come to the menucha, which is Shiloh, then you'll be able to bring your karbanas. Okay. You have a fiyav now. If you go ahead and bring that fiyav now, you are bringing a mechusar zman, basically, an abana. And it says, what? Lotasun? Lotasun? Lotasun means don't you dare bring a chayva on abana. Now, it's not roi for the Pesach Ohel Moed now. But nonetheless, since it will be roi liachas man, 14 years from now, or maybe next month, depending on what stage you brought it, the last day of the 14th, before they killed Bishkat Shiloh.
And the age of this animal?
A day before. Okay. So now, it's a mechusar zman, and the Torah says, lo tasa, there you go. It's a new law. Don't bring a mechusar zman. It's the Shiloh. Perfect. So now, Gilgal legabe Shiloh, any chovah, says Rabbi Shimon, during the period of Gilgal, vis-a-vis the Chiyav of Shiloh, it's called a Mechusar Zman. And Moshe is saying, Lotasun? Now, last I heard, Lotasun is allowed. So that means there's a law on bringing a Mechusar, that's very much a Mechusar Zman. There you go. Outside. Rabbi said, wait a minute over here. What do you mean outside? What does it say outside? And if I bring it inside? I mean, it would be exact. I mean, you're telling me it's going to be better when I bring. Suppose I bring it mechusar's not inside. So according to you, I should be chayav because it says don't do a mechusar's man. So I shouldn't be able to do a mechusar's man in the Mishkan either. I know I'm not allowed to do a mechusar's man. The problem is I don't have an isur lav on doing a mechusar's man. But according to what you're saying, there is now a new lav called a mechusar's man, whether inside or out. So why don't I have a lot called Mechusar Zman, Aliba, this sheet, if this is Rebbe Shimon's reasoning? Ihaki, Milki, Nami, Laki, somebody is Sheikh of the Mechusar Zman whenever. He should get Malkus. And yet the din is, Alama, Amar, Rabbi Zera. Why did Rabbi Zera say, Hakatuv, Nitkol, Maase? Rabbi Zera says in Chulin that somebody who goes ahead and he shechs, Osei Vazbenei. And he's for kachim, yeah. And he goes and he checks it as a carbon. So it says over there he's not, he's chayev of course for osav esbeno, but he's not chayev for the lav of mechusar zman. Normally there's a din that anything that is posel on the mizbeach, there's an iser lav. What's the iser lav? Lo yeratzeh, which is don't attempt to use it for ritzui. However, when it comes to Mechusar Zman, Rabbi Zera points out that the Torah issues two separate chiyuvim, the Shivat Yomim Tachat Imay, and it also, which is a Tia, right? Tachat Imay. And then it also says, Umi Yom HaShmini Va'ala Yeratzeh. So that means that the Torah is telling you, do not apply, this does not mean the normal Nitkolase, which is a lava Nitkolase, and that therefore there's a way to be misakinate. Obviously, once you shechted it, it's not a shaykh to be misakinate. Now, Tarsus points out the meaning of lava, of Nitkolase in this case, is that it was menatek from the parsha of the Isra lav that said on all of the psulim, and it was machlised into a new thing. We find oftentimes the word nitko is used in that sense, right? Nitko hakatuv mitumacha murala tumakala. Doesn't mean I've connected it to an essay. Fine. But in any event, Rabbi Zera says there is no love of the psul of Mechusar Zman. If it was a Mechusar Zman because of Osav Esbeno, so then you'd get Malkus because you were over on the Yisr of Osav Esbeno Los Yishkutu. But if it's just a Mechusar Zman, or the aspect of Mechusar Zman and Osav Esbeno, there's no separate love. But according to the way Rabbi Shimon is learning, there is a separate law. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo Tasun. And why does that mean Dafka at a time where there is no Mishka? It's just talking about Mechusar Zman. Says the Gemara, you know what? Hanimila Rabban, Rabbi Shimon Asinan. You're right. Rabbi Zera wasn't going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Zera was going, I'll leave it a normative halacha, in which there's no special Isra because it's fine, like the Rabbi in our Mishnah. The Tanakhama argues in Rabbi Shimon. But Enochinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Isra of the Mechusar's mind that he was referring to over here, whether in the case of Torim or Mumin Shenim Kavuim, all of these cases are not unique to Obama. They are a special new law called Lo Tasun Emechusar's mind, whether it's the name or whether it's the chutz. Rabba says, sorry, Renakla Yitzchak says, no. You know what? The Rebbe Shimon, it's also not going to be Mechayev, because you're making a mistake. The Pnim of Gilgal, vis-a-vis Shiloh, is still the same as Bechutz. In other words, Rebbe Shimon wouldn't have held that you get Malkus on Mechutz's Man Bifnim. Because the truth is, and this is addressing Barnea's issue that I asked earlier, which I promised we would address, the truth is that Gilgal Bifnim vis-a-vis Shiloh is Bechutz. Because you're not allowed to bring even Bifnim in Gilgal Chayvites, because it didn't have a din of a Mishkan. And Memela, the Lotas at the time, was being said Dapka on an Isser Bama, because there was no Bifnim. That's the point. So even if I would bring it into Gilgal and check that, it wouldn't be that the Torah is telling you there's an Isra of Shkita, of a Mechusar's Man Bifnim, when you're not allowed to bring this carbon Bifnim because it's Mechusar's Man. It's still Mechutz. That's why it is Mechusar's Man. It's Mechusar's Man because I'm unable to bring it here and I have to wait until I come to Shiloh. That's what made it a Mechusar's Man. So what are you telling me, Mechusar's Man Bifnim? You don't see the difference? Therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, it makes perfectly good sense. There is no munker to a lav at the time that you're able to bring a carbon, just because it's missing Mechusar's Man on a personal level. It's where the bottom that you're going to bring it, such as Gilgal, is per se Mechusar's Man. Then that makes it a bottom. Same reason it's Mechusar's Man. So we only have one lav, and that lav is said, Dapke B'shas Yisr HaBamai, so to speak, for this carbon. Agave this carbon is Mechusar's.
So Gilgal
was
had
this clear?
The same as a Bamas Yachid? It had the same din as a Bamas Yachid?
No, because there's others we'll see momentarily. There are other halachas in which there are unique requirements. For instance, a Karban Pesach needs to have a place where everybody comes together. Mm-hmm. So even though it's Kachin Kalim, and in a sense it's Nidah V'Nidah, but it's Kol Yisrael Nechnasim B'Shar HaKad. Okay, so that's also something to consider. There's a number of different things that define what we bring where. So we could have a Bamas Tzibur that could still have unique halachas. Rabba, my rabbi says, you know, I mean, this is an ingenious idea, but this is not where Rabbi Shimon gets his idea from the Lotasun, that there's a special halacha of Mechusar's Man. Rabbi Shimon's logic happens to come from Rabbi Shimon himself, and it always helps to know the Brises a little better. As Rabbi Shimon himself says, Kitatanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is mamish ingenious. Minayim lezoveach Pesach bibamat yachid b'sha'at isur habamot shehu balo taseh. That's not very, it's a little strange. How do I know that someone who sheks a Pesach on a bamat yachid when it's usher to do such a thing is over on a lav? What is that supposed to mean? It's like anything else. I don't get it. It's B'Shach Yisrael Bamas. You're telling me today. Now go check the Karban Pesach, and I bring it for my Karban Pesach on my rooftop. You're asking me, how do I know that's usher? I don't know. What do you mean? How do I know that it's usher? It's all flash in the Torah. What is it talking about over here? So obviously, we have to understand what this means. Talmud Lomar, Lo Tuchal Lizborach Ata Pesach Be'Chad Sharecha. You know something, now that you mention it, so what does the Torah mean? I mean, of course I can't check the Pesach, it has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, no? But for some reason, that's what it's telling me. Yochel Afreshah's Heter HaBomais came. You might think that even B'Shah's Heter HaBomais, it's a Loitzaseh. Tamad Vayma Ba'achad Sha'arecha. Lo Amati Lecha Ala B'Shah Shekho Yisrael Nechasi B'Shah Arachan. I only said this Loitzaseh If it's at a time of Akashara, where everybody is supposed to be coming to the same place to bring their carbon, whereas Bishas Heter Habamot, so if it was in Gilgal and over in Yivon, over there, it's not considered to be a place where everybody comes Bishareta to bring their carbon.
It might be wrong.
What is this? We don't know anything. It doesn't mean it, but it makes no sense. So now, what is this talking about? Amos. You're saying that there's an Isra Bishat, Isra Abomas to bring a Pesach. So, Inema Achachatzos, what do we say? A Pesach Achachatzos. Today, on my rooftop, Yudalad Benisan, they're asking me how I know that's an Usr. That's a Kohen. That's an Kohen. It's not an Achayat. That's a classic case of Kashrut. It can't be referring to that. El Allah, what it's got to be saying is that even though it's Kedem Chatzes, the Kedem Chatzes, the Pesach is really not a carbon Pesach yet. A Pesach that I checked before Chatzes is a carbon Shlomim. The Pesach of Shari Meis Hashanah is a Shlomim. So it's going to be talking about now before Chatzes. But before Chatzes, vis-a-vis a carbon Pesach, it's a Mechusar Zman. Brilliant. So I checked at a Pesach Mechusar Zman for Pesach. It wasn't Menatik into a Shlom. So how do I know that I'm old? It's not Royal Pesach Almayed now, is it? Later on we're going to ask why, isn't it? I mean, could always make it a Shlom. Fine. But right now, it's not Royal Pesach Almayed as a Pesach. Right? And, therefore, it's not included in the normal dinner cards of Shkut Echutz. And yet the Torah is saying there's a new Isser. Aha! This is Rabbi Shimon. That proves my contention that if something is going to be mutter, so it's a balmum and it's going to lose its mum. It's a tor and it's soon going to grow up. Or it's a Pesach in the morning of Yud Daled B'Nisan and it's soon going to be the time to bring the carbon Pesach. The Torah is telling me a new law of Lo Tuchal Lizborach Et HaPesach, which actually means to anybody who knows how to read, you can't check the Mechusar's mom, and you're all going along. Because what else could it mean? Come on, guys, tell me this isn't brilliant.
All right.
Who killed Roger Rabbit? Fine. So therefore, it's talking about Kainam Chatzos. Says the Gemara, well, wait a second. How do I know that? I could say Le'ayelam Le'achar Chatzos.
Even if it makes sense, if we
brought it
in the morning,
if
we become a Shomim,
it wouldn't be anything. That we'll talk about. If we brought it, it depends. Normally, if it's Roy for a Pesach, so then if it's going to be Roy in an hour from now, I would view it as a Mechusar's mind. Somebody takes it and checks it as a Shlomim, or checks it after Pesach, where it can no longer be used. So then, I don't think I'm using Shlomim.
Were you saying because somebody used Roger Rabbit as a Shlomim?
No. So, says the Gemara, Le'olam Le'achar Chatzos. U'bishas Heter Abama Yisgoi. How do you know that that's a Shlomim? Maybe it means that it's talking about Le'achar Chatzos. And what it's saying is that it's at the time of Heter HaBomites, so it's during the time now of Novin Yivon, let's say, right? And I know that I'm allowed to bring a din of an Ayla, I can bring a Shlomim, but Lo Tuchal is Vorat HaPesach. But that doesn't mean you can bring a Korban Pesach on your personal rooftop, even though you'd be allowed to bring an Ayla and a Shlomim. Maybe that's all that it means. So Bizban Mukhuyat Akacharah. The Gemara, what do you? Can you read? It says Minayim is a veach Pesach bebomas yachid b'shas Isra habomas. Now, am I making a mistake? It says b'shas Isra habomas. You're saying no, that means b'shas Heter habomas. I mean, there's got to be some limits of how you can interpret them, right? So what do you mean? The b'shas Isra habomas k'omar. It says b'feirus is talking about Allah b'shas Isra habomas. No. It means that it remains a shatz Isra habomas vis-a-vis this particular carbon. That's the shatz. How do I know that a carbon that I'm not allowed to bring on a boma, even b'shas Heter habomas, but it's a specific b'shas Isra habomas, Because the carbon pesach cannot be brought unless it's brought on a bamas tzibur. But it's a zman in which other things are shas heter habamas. So it's an iser bamas law, but it's heter bamas l'chaveros. If I was bringing a neder of my own, I was bringing a carbon shlami, I would be able to do it. So it's saying, yachol af b'shas heter habamas, meaning, you might think even at the time where it's b'shas heter habamas, namely, it's kedem chatzais, and I could bring it as a shlamim, Talmud lomar be'achad sharecha, meaning that it's only when it's roy to be brought on the Boma Gedela in Gibbon, then you're not allowed, you'll be over this lav and shechting it on your Boma on the roof. But if you shech it in the morning on your roof, and there it's not yet roy to be sharecha, because it's still not, it's not chatzos, so we can't do it yet in the Gibbon Boma or in Gilgo. So then it's like bringing a carbon shlomim on your own person, which is also a brilliant interpretation. In other words, what the Brayis is saying is, if you bring a carbon pesach, b'shas heter habamos, before chatzos, then you are not over on an eser. That's what it's saying.
So we never have a mikvah going by carbon pesach?
We never have a mikvah. How do you make this back? I'm in the middle of a shiur. Can you call back, please? On events, I shiur not a tzatzel today. Okay. You know, I gave it was, but I think I'm crazy. Fine.
The lo and the chavero is the korban, the same person, but it depends which korban it is.
Yeah, lo to this korban, the chavero to another korban, the korban's friend. This pesach may have been in the same pasture with an ayla and a shlomi. They were good friends for many years. And lo, it's b'shas etzra b'mitz, but for its friends, it's b'shas etzra. It's fine.
So we won't find that mechus is by korban pesach, because we always say it's shlomis?
Right, if you're bringing it in a different place, then here's the shlomi, not roi. I mean, that's not the point. The point is that there's certainly no iser, because it's roi, ultimately, to be a shlomi. We'll see later on the questions of nitzuk. What's that?
If it was taken beforehand, it's
Nah, what is that? I don't know. What happens if you, maybe if you turn it upside down, twist it 13 times, and tied a red ribbon around its nose, it would also be different. I don't know. So now let's take a look in the next case in the Mishnah. Please turn back to our Mishnah and let's observe. Our next case is Mechusar's man is bein begufo, bein bebaala. Now the Mishnah starts giving us an example. What is a Mechusar's man bebaala? Ezehu Mechusar's man bebaala. Zav, Zava, Yoledet, and a Mitzora. Okay. So now all of these, Sheikrivu chatatan la'ashamam b'chutz, p'turi. So if they bring their chatas in the asham, they're potter. If they bring their Ayla and their Shlomim, then they're Chayav, because their Ayla and their Shlomim doesn't depend on their being now on the 8th day. But the other things do depend, either on the 8th day, or the 40th day, or the 80th day, depending what the case was of the above. Now, there's only one little problem, in that there is no such thing in any of the above cases of someone who's supposed to bring a Shlomim. So what do you mean, Shalmei and their Shlomim? Which Shlomim? Yoledet has no shlamim, Zava has no shlamim, and Mitzera has no shlamim. What is it talking about? That's a problem. Now, the Mishnah apparently, initially, did not have the girsa of Mitzera. So, when they read this, they had two problems. We only have one problem, because we inserted, we'll see later on as a question, whether it's inserted in the Mishnah. It said Mitzora. It doesn't say Nazir in our Mishnah. See, if it would have said Nazir, it would have been perfect, because the Nazir does have a Shlomim, and they have Nazir. They originally gave it said neither Nazir or Mitzora. So that was really wild, so they got to the Mishnah. And they asked, what do you mean? Lahani b'nei Ashamas? What do you mean, who bring their Asham? There is no Asham. All the cases are kataot. Where's the Asham? The Mishnah is meant to list Mitzora in that list. And a Metzora indeed has an Asha. And then you say, Olotem v'shalmeyem. Which Shlamim? Hani b'nei Shlamim inu. Amar Reb Sheshet, Tni Nazir. You're going to have to also read Nazir in the Mishnah. Now, Ze'irim kav'u tanoi. In Ze'irim's Beis HaMedrash, you see, they were koveya, the word Metzora in the Mishnah, just as we have it. But in Reb Sheshet's basically where they asked the question about the Nazir, they didn't change the girsa in the Mishnah. They just kept it as a bechusar. So it's like a kotzer, chisuri mechasar, v'hochidam, Nazir. So therefore, that's now reflected in the way our Mishnah is constructed. Our Mishnah is constructed with the word Metzora, because by Ze'iri, they actually had the Tana read Metzora in the Mishnah. But the tikkun of Nazir was always kept as a mechusrit. So the Mishnah is chutz of the word Nazir to remind you to insert Nazir with the word shlumi. And therefore our Mishnah is a reflection of these two bate midrashes of how they dealt with it. Omer chukia batuvi, lo shanu ala lishmo, ava shalom lishmo chayav, o il veroi lishalom lishmo bithnim. When we say the asham is pater, that's only if you shecht the asham as an asham. But if you shecht the asham l'shem ayla, now the din is that an asham l'shem ayla is kosher. That's of course the old like Rebbe Loza. Chatas, okay, chatas it would be possible for me, shalom l'shmo. But the asham would be kosher. So if you're shechting it shalom l'shmo, then it's kosher l'vo b'pnim as an ayla, right? So as an ayla, it's roi l'akri b'pnim and it's l'amukhus man. Therefore, there would be no reason to potter it over there in that case. It would be chayef kares. So then why don't we say the same thing about even if you did it lishmo? Because we could say, since you could have brought it the Pesach oil mayat shalo lishmo, then even if you're bringing it as an asham, it is still going to be possible. Kosher, theoretically. I could have brought it to the Pesach oil mayat. So therefore, I should be chayef because of that, no? So in fact, the case is for the Gemara, I could have brought it bifnim if I had wanted to. All I would have, and that, I mean, that's never a problem. When we bring things bachutz, until now we saw, as long as I could have brought it bifnim, it's also b'chayiv me. Ah, says the Gemara, yes. The problem is that it's mechusar akira, an asham, that I haven't been eiker b'feirish from the din of ashamais to something else, it's like the ria we had before. Asham shenitzko l'ra'iyah. So we paskin on it, has to go out to pasture. Then if you shakta l'shem ha'ilam, it's kosher. But if you don't, then it's asham hu and it's pasul. In which case, in this case, it's eiker z'bukhus z'man. It's only roi after the 8th day. It's not the 8th day. So Mamela, in this case, it would be a mechusar more than mechusar zmana. It's actually mechusar akira to make it a kosher carpet.
How does he okay it?
He could say, either Bezdin was okay by saying this thing, you have to let it go now to get a mum. That's nidkalaria. Of course, that's not Magia this case, because there was no reason why Bezdin would have done that. Or he says b'feirish. Areini matu v'sarashem hazev v'shem ayolam. Yeah, I changed my mind. I'm not sure you're allowed to do it, but at least you set out to be out of the shame asham from it. Okay, we're going to get into tomorrow the din. Obviously, this is okay, our discussion earlier, as our dear president pointed out, about the Pesach. Because, I mean, the Pesach also, we could have said, could have been really bifnim, as a shlomi before. Which in a sense is why we said it's kosher on your roof beforehand. But I mean, you know, how does that tie in with the need for that pasuk in the law according to Rabbi Shimon? Richie, do I have a surprise for you, honey bunny?
Yes.
Open it. Open it.
Wow.
That is very
from him. the artist is here. I just provided the setting. Unbelievable. Wow. Beautiful. do I get a percentage on the kind of ones you sell? This is unbelievable.
Wow.
Looks
like
Geneva.
Amazing.
Where is this?
This is from Finland.
We're getting better and better.
With an electronic game enough.
I don't
care.
Whatever. It you brought these down. That's your best
Wow.
What's the next one?
The
laundry. I knew that a speaker would like that.
You're now.
The schmuck?
Is this
I ordered it from, they have like a link to a company that does it.
You send in your photos and they'll send it to
you? Beautiful.
It is really good. But I must tell you, I'm eating myself up.
I didn't order it.
But after I ordered this, I got an offer from Yisrakar to have the same thing done in Eretz Yisrael with a Jewish calendar. I was so upset. I don't know what quality it would have been. Mm-hmm. This is high quality.
It's
like a real thing. My kids just came back. I was waiting for them to bring it. It came out better than I ever had.
It looks
momish.
Lavia thought that it was just a calendar. But they said, wow, what a beautiful calendar. You don't understand. Isn't that just a beautiful calendar?
This is Richie's home.
Actually, that's
just a bassoon.
That's a
bassoon. There's no bathroom.
Yes.
Really? The bed and
breakfast? You do the Maybe it's just
This is the woman that the question is: is this sufficient? This is what she wants.
This is a good thing.
Okay, so now I just have to ask what percentage we're going to give her.
To
her, I guess. Does this some women call? Yes. I don't know. Let me find out.
Let's not talk about that.
Nisav Rafael, Yeshua Yisrael, very good. Very good. Okay, now I'll get back to you. I'll find out in a minute.
This is a very good backup.
All right, fine.
At one I would say the address presence.
Good. Flounder party.
Flounder party.
That's my name.
She's back in the West, the old wild, wild West, laundry outside. Is there a lock heaven?
Not long.
I didn't cut it down myself.
You can order one from Finland to come here.
Where we stayed in Malagama, they had the
I ordered it from October.
Did you do that?
You should have immediate use of it today.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
I see this will really brighten up because.
Yeah,
it was a terrible task to wait till January.
So I bought a calendar last year to use. Mm-hmm. That's 2003 on it. But it ran out in September. And the small print on the inside says Tashin Samakimel 2003. On the outside it's 2003, and it's been 4 months.
So
all right.
And to maybe read this last line, we get like a discussion on how it's true 2 days ago.
I'm not sure. Aki Hayu.
Last line on the page.
Last line on what page?
Aki
Hayu Shiraushi to the Zagan Zavita Herd.
Last one.
Oh, not the note. Sound. I thought you were pointing at the note. Oh, that's Shafi?
Yeah.
No. How do you recognize that as Shafi?
He has
a cell phone?
No.
What was it? What's the house? Yeah.
Good job, Orhan.
Yeah.
Was that more than the discussion of
Israel against you? Right. Yes, I mean, that's a well-known thing. Yeah, no. It's nicely put. Yeah. Very nicely put.
Copying.
Yeah. You know what? Let me take it today because Rafi's coming and he's writing up that whole discussion. Over.
For
yeah. Specialist thing. Who reads these things? Only by now.
It's incredible to realize what they changed the world. Yeah. These two guys, like, they didn't have this. They took the Zionist Congress's ideas, and then they taught us the Shetland.